The Volumes of Truth, Volume 7, To the Nation Once Called of Itself, Under God. March 28, 2007, From the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord to his servant, Timothy, doubt not yourself, nor my words which I shall speak to you this day, for you are delivered out of the hand of the oppressor, even of all he shall send against you. For you are my prophet, and you shall endure. Even by the power of my own right hand shall I prosper you. Yea, you shall grow strong, and proclaim my word to those who are near, and to those afar off. You shall speak to the believer and unbeliever alike, and declare my judgments against the wicked and your enemy, Ishmael. Even against your own nation and the churches of men shall you trumpet my strong rebuke. For your nation has gone the way of the wicked and the heathen, and the churches of men do not cease from polluting my name. Behold, even Sodom and Gomorrah are revived and thrive before my face within your nation's borders. Yet I withhold my hand for the sake of the elect, for they must shortly be taken out of the way. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, O mighty and perverse nation, for thus says the Lord, I am against you. Yes, I am against you, O nation of harlots. For I had made you strong, and gave you blessings beyond compare. Yet you turn your face from me, and blaspheme the name of the one who bought you in his own blood. Beaten, scourged, and mocked, crucified, pierced for your transgressions. Yet you turn your back on him and use his name as a cursing, desecration, blasphemy. Therefore you, O nation not desired, are given into the hands of your enemies, and they shall kill you and burn you with fire and tear down your tall towers. Yet you shall raise your hand in great anger and haste and repay them double, says the Lord of hosts. For as you are given up, so shall they be given into your hand for retribution. Even double shall you afflict them, even double shall they receive at your hand. Behold, you shall be swift and very terrible in your vengeance. You shall come upon them like a dark storm, and as a great whirlwind you shall tear them in pieces. Yet the end is not yet, for there are those among you who I know, and in whom I see of myself. These must be taken out of the way. Then you shall fall, O mighty nation, and great shall be your fall. For then shall arise one whom you shall fear, and all who feared you shall fear him, and those who served you, you shall serve. And you will not be satisfied, you will grumble and not sit still. But in false hope you shall rise up and meet your end, plucked up and put underfoot by the lawless one, he who is full of wickedness and lying, says the Lord. Churches of men, you also refuse to listen, nor will you give heed to my correction. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, for thus says the Lord. You have all gone out of the way. You have corrupted my word for your own glory. Pride has become your master, and greed has entered your houses, houses which bear my name. Desecration! Blasphemy! I dwell not in any church made by human hands. I dwell in the temples made by my own hands. O churches of arrogance, how shall I gather you when you resist all correction and follow after the vain babblings of men in authority, heaping to yourselves teachers, wolves, and sheep's clothing, saying, the word of God is the way to riches and material things? Woe, I say to you, who follow these acolytes of Satan, false teachers, soothsayers. Desolations are coming, and great want. How then shall all these silver coins and paper, houses made of brick and wood, save you? The riches of men shall be taken from them in a day. What then shall you stand upon, O men of vanities and vain deceits? Where shall you hide? Churches of men, Cast out these leaders who speak as doves and teach doctrines of devils. My children, wash your robes and purify your houses, for the Holy One comes nigh. Be not left in bitter sorrows, abased in the great and terrible day of the Lord. Cast away these false doctrines and filthy traditions. Stop committing fornication with the harlot. Repent, therefore, and come out of her. Take not one of her corrupt doctrines to yourself. Stand apart from her traditions, for they are most perverse. For I tell you the truth, you all remain like her, says the Lord. From the least to the greatest, you all pollute my name by your traditions, and profane my word by your doctrines. Behold, you have agreed together to forsake my law and forget my Sabbaths, justifying your transgression in the name of grace, upholding your sin by permission in the name of the Messiah whom you call Christ. Desecration! Great blasphemy! You follow another Messiah, a false Christ, a molded image which your forefathers created, and you continue to mold to this day. Return to me, therefore, and seek your Savior in truth, that you may now embrace him as he truly is. For Yahushua, yes, he whom you call Jesus, is your only sanctuary from the storm. To him alone shall you flock, his flesh shall you eat, his blood shall you drink. Walk in his ways as they are, and not as you would have them be. Put away all your holidays, and no more worship me in that way, for it is most perverse. Seek now the way of true righteousness, and obey all my commands. Set all these crooked paths straight, and you may yet escape all these things which are about to come upon you. Turn to God. Turn to me as I am, and not as you would have me be. For the Holy One comes quickly to deliver his own. Behold, you shall see the angels of heaven ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The sleepers shall awake, and you who are yet awake, having been fully awakened to him, shall be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air, as it is written. And forever shall you be with the Lord. Purify your faith. Purify your worship. Purify your houses. Do it now, says the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. Thus says the Holy One of Israel, I have come not to make peace, but war, even war in my members, a great division, the scourging of nations, the wrath of God. For the fulfillment of all that is written is at hand, and shall progress quickly. Yet for the sake of the elect, it shall be cut short. Beloved of my heart, be not troubled nor weep, for these things must be. Then the end shall come, and I shall reveal my glory. Behold, I shall cleanse the sanctuary and restore the garden, and you shall learn war no more. No more, says the Lord. For I died. Behold, I am risen. And so as I died, sin has also died in those who love me. And that which leads my people into sin shall also be destroyed. Ground to dust beneath my feet, carried away upon the winds of restoration, which I am. Behold, the morning star is risen, the universe is filled with his glory, and that glory shall abide with men, even in them and among them. I shall be a father unto them, and they shall be my beloved children, forever. Lo, a return to innocence. Paradise lost is paradise found. A return to the garden, the universe, your playground. Thus I have spoken, so shall it be. The mystery of God revealed, the counting of days no more. Forever young in the presence of your shepherd, your Redeemer, your Father, your brother, your most beloved friend. The fulfillment of all things for which your hearts have groaned. I am the meaning of life, and all who live in me, and I in them, will live forever.